Equality in health, education, jobs and life expectancy between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians remains elusive, if not getting worse, despite a decade of trying to close the gap. Now there's to be a new approach that's expected to be agreed upon today at a virtual meeting between Indigenous leaders and state and federal ministers. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
There's little to show for a decade of closing the gap targets, and Indigenous leaders are beyond frustrated.
It's a very important meeting because we are now getting towards the end of 18 months of hard negotiations.
That's Gudandji Arrernte woman Pat Turner, who heads a coalition of peak Indigenous community groups and will co-chair today's meeting. She's been arguing it's time for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to determine their futures for themselves.
The days are over when the bureaucrats come out and tell us, you know, we've got a program for you, and as long as you meet these guidelines, when really what they should be doing is listening to our people and acting on that, because we believe that our people are in the best position to know what the local priorities are and how they should best be responded to by government.
And that means four key reform areas will be agreed on to give Indigenous groups a greater say. First, decision-making will be equal between government officials and Indigenous community groups. Secondly, those groups will be strengthened.
And we've got sectors that need to be built up, like the early childhood sector, education, housing, and so on. We've got a reasonably strong health sector, but we're still not funded on a needs basis.
Third, data will be shared between governments and community groups to allow for better partnerships.
And they get rid of the systemic and the institutionalised racism in their systems that our people are still subject to. And
Can you give me an example of that?
Look at hospitals, for example. Aboriginal people do not get the same level of treatment in hospitals as other Australians.
What hasn't been agreed on is money. Pat Turner says without more investment from state and federal governments, more failure is likely.
If we can have $240 billion over the next 10 years for the Defence Force, surely we can have a few billion of that to close the gap.
How many billion will it take, Pat Turner?
Well, I think it'll take 10 to 15 billion.
Is that something you think the government's open to?
Well, I haven't got a clue. They haven't been prepared to discuss budgets.
And there's still a way to go on the fine details of the targets themselves. Ken Wyatt is the Minister for Indigenous Australians, and he spoke with Radio National Breakfast this morning.
We've worked with 51 Aboriginal peak organisations to have their input into what the target should be, what are the components and elements of those targets, and how we hold all of us now accountable in a way that we've not done. There's a great deal of enthusiasm and commitment from Ministers for Aboriginal Affairs, and in our ongoing discussions with my co-chair, Pat Turner, we've found the enthusiasm to be refreshing, but also the commitment to working with Aboriginal people, not doing things to them.
The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, ending Tom Eagledon's report.